Turn with me to another verse of Scripture where I believe, some may disagree with this, but I believe Paul wrote this book, the book of Hebrews 12. Hebrews 12 and verse number 1, another time that Paul talked about the race, if you will, that he run and that we run. Hebrews 12 and verse number 1 as believers, Hebrews 12, 1, if you will. We're talking about this morning losing to win. Amen. Losing to win. He was willing to lose some things. He's talking about forgetting some things, counting some things lost that he might win Christ. In Hebrews 12, 1, he says it this way. He says, "Wherefore, seeing we also are compassed about with so great a cloud of witnesses, let us lay aside." Sounds like dropping something, losing something. Amen. Lay it down, a willing choice. "Lay aside every weight and the sin which does so easily beset us, and let us run with patience the race that is set before us, looking unto Jesus, the author and finisher of our faith, who for the joy that was set before him endured the cross, despising the shame, and is set down at the right hand of the throne of God." We talked about, I said, when it comes to losing to win, the one thought I had was that of sacrifice. Loss was a thought of sacrifice, but the second, if you will, is we need to lose some sin in our lives. Amen. We need to lose some sin in our lives. Paul said here, he said, "Lay aside every weight and the sin." Amen. If we're going to lose to win for the Lord Jesus Christ, we're going to have to lose some things in our lives, be willing to sacrifice some things, even some things that there's not necessarily anything wrong with, if you will, but I'm going to sacrifice that I might do what God wants me to do. That when it comes to sin, amen, we shouldn't be doing it to begin with, but we need to lay aside and lose some sin in our life that we might run the race that God would have us to run. Amen. You think about, he said, "Laying aside every weight and the sin which does so easily beset us, and let us run with patience the race that is set before us." The race is there. The course is set. God set the course, amen, for us. We just need to run it, amen, and lay aside those weights that we might win for Him. Are we willing to lose this morning the weights of sin in our lives? Are we willing to lose them? Some people, no doubt, their sins and things that I think about the word in here of Scripture doth easily beset us. You think about, and I like here it says, which doth so easily beset us. In other words, these things are just so easy. You think about, there's some things. We talked about temptation Wednesday night and how there's some things that just easily beset me that don't as easily beset you. There's some things that easily beset you that don't easily beset me. He says, whatever that is, that sin that easily besets you, he said, lay aside that weight. Lay it aside. You think about today, what is that sin that you've been struggling with? What are those things in your life that easily beset you? We need to lay those things aside today. Paul said, lay them aside. Again, the picture of a runner here as witnesses, as a cloud of witnesses are around about. When I see this, some may again disagree with this, but I think he's talking about here those in heaven looking down and seeing as we're running our race. Amen. For the Lord Jesus Christ. He's saying, hey, you're compassed with a great cloud of witnesses. He says, lay aside those weights and run the race for the Lord Jesus Christ. You think about today, we need to lay aside some weight, some sin in our lives for Him. What sin is He causing us today to lay aside? I want you to think about and imagine this scene with me this morning. Some of y'all are going to think this is crazy, I know. But I want you to think about it. How many of y'all have ever watched at some point in your life, whether you really like it or not, the Summer Olympics? Right? Everybody has. Some of us like to watch them more than others. I like to watch them if I'm at home. Same thing in the Winter Olympics. I like the Olympics. But you think about during the Summer Olympics, they have races, right? Countless races. This many meters, that many meters, this many that, this, you know what I'm saying? Just constant. They think, how many races can you come up with, right? They got all these races. And you think about here, as he's been talking about a race and running a race, I want you to picture this with me. Let's say the Summer Olympics, I think it might be this year the Summer Olympics come on, don't it? It's soon, I believe. I think it might be this year. But anyway, you think about those Olympics, and you're sitting at home, let's say, on your lazy boy on your couch with your sweet tea sitting there beside you. Amen. You always got to have sweet tea. Sweet tea sitting there beside you. And you turn on the TV, and the race is getting ready to start. And all of a sudden they say, the American so-and-so is right here, and they point him out and tell the story about him or her, whichever one you want to use. And they begin to tell the story about their life, and they're from this place, Chester, South Carolina, right? And, you know, they did this and that, and they have this many and that, and maybe show a little video or something about them like they do a lot of times. And boy, they've dedicated and sacrificed their life so that they might take and be here today and win this race. And all of a sudden, there's the gun fires, and they take off running, right? And they begin the race. I want you to imagine with me this scene, if you will, this morning. I can picture that just well, and I hope you can. All of a sudden, the USA runner takes off from the starting line. And they begin to run as hard as they can, and they're in first place. Boy, they take out the gate like a Usain Bolt of lightning. Amen. If you know anything about racing, you know what I'm talking about. He takes off. And then all of a sudden, the runner, as he's going down through there just to going, he looks over to the side and he sees a Nathan's hot dog stand. He says, you know what? I'm getting kind of hungry. I'm working myself to death. He takes and he kind of veers over to the side and he picks up a hot dog. Yeah. Picks up a hot dog and he starts eating that hot dog as he's running back down the road in the race. Can you imagine that? Chili everywhere, you know. And he's sitting there just running down the race, eating his hot dog. A few minutes later, he's still running along, doing his thing. The next thing you know, as he's running along, all of a sudden he takes and he looks over to the side. And as he looks over to the side, he sees a man over there on the sidelines. And I don't have one to give you. Yeah, I do. And the man over there on the sidelines, I'm taking out the plate, but I'll put back, I promise, okay? He sees a man over there on the sidelines. Pretend with me this is a $100 bill. And he sees a man on the sidelines going like this as he runs by waving it out on the track. He says, that looks good. I'd like to have a $100 bill. I could use that. He runs by, takes a dollar bill, gets it, $100 bill, excuse me, not the dollar bill. He takes the $100 bill, and he keeps on running. Then a few minutes later, as he's running along, what would y'all think about this runner, by the way? He's done had a hot dog, a $100 bill. Right, yeah, yeah. Okay, and then we go on a little bit longer. And go to a commercial break, by the way. You got to have commercials. And then they come back. Nathan hot dog commercial. Then they come back. And all of a sudden you see the runner over there. And you look, and he's looking as they're showing him. And he's done fell back in the pack a little bit by now, as you can imagine. He's sitting there and he looks over to the sidelines. And there's a little boy about David's age. And the little boy's over there going, hey, Daddy, hey, hey. Just yelling, screaming, going like this. And he's looking at him, and he goes like this, and he stops, and he goes over there to the sidelines. Say, hey, son. And he takes and he picks up his son. And he throws him on his shoulders. And he takes off running. I was going to try it this morning, but I changed my mind. Putting him on his shoulders, and he just keeps on running. And you think to yourself, what nut do we have representing the United States out there? Hot dog, $100 bill. Now he's running with his son on his shoulders. And his son's just going by like this, you know, as he's taking and sitting there running. But then if that wasn't enough, he gets near the finish line. And he looks over to the side. And there's his wife all of a sudden that had made her way down to the end. And she's sitting there on the sidelines. And all of a sudden he looks and he sees his cute little dog that's been sitting there in his dog center, rawr, cheering him on, right? He sees that cute little dog and he says, you know what? He takes and he goes over there and he gets Fifi or Fido, picks him up, her up, and starts running the last of the race with the kid on his neck, the dog right here, the $100 bill in his pocket, and the hot dog in his belly. And he crosses the finish line. And what do you think he'd come in?
Dead last.
Dead last. Matter of fact, everybody's done went home and had a hot dog. Right? And you would sit there and think as you were sitting on your couch at home, what? What a mess. This is crazy. This is supposed to be our representative of our whole country, the Olympics. You think it's just like our country, a mess. But anyway, I'll leave that alone. But you think, boy, what in the world? Can't we find somebody better? Must have graduated from Clemson. Can't we find somebody better out there? What in the world's going on? This nut out there eating hot dogs, picking up $100 bills. Some of y'all said it a while ago when halfway through I asked you the question, what would you think of this guy? Some of y'all said a nut. Some of y'all, I heard somebody or a couple people say this, he's worried about the wrong things. He gets distracted. I heard somebody, I think, say that word a while ago. You think about today, is that not what happens in our run of life a lot of times? Sometimes we get distracted by our flesh. Boy, I'd like that hot dog over there. Boy, I want this. So I'm going to stop running the race for a little bit and get a hold of this. You think about another race that we're all familiar with. You all know the race about the rabbit and the turtle, right? And you know that the rabbit had all that confidence in the world, right? And he took off running like a bolt of lightning, but he stopped and he wound up losing, right? We know the story at the end. He had confidence in the flesh. He wound up losing. You see, today, if you want to win the race for the Lord Jesus Christ, you're going to have to lose some things. You're going to have to sacrifice that hot dog on the sidelines. Amen. You're going to have to sacrifice some things to do what God wants you to do. It might be monetary things. Amen. You think about today, we've got to do what the Lord wants us to do. Are we willing to lose to win? Here he said, lay aside those weights, those sins that does so easily beset us, that we might run with patience the race that is set before us. May the Lord help us today to be focused on the finish line. Amen. To be laying aside every weight, to lay aside every distraction that might keep us from being focused on the one goal, and that's to win Christ, to press toward the mark for the high calling of Christ Jesus, to take and to seek to win the race, that I might win Christ. Paul said, you think about today, running the race for a purpose. We run the race to win. Amen. Philippians chapter 3, if you want to turn with me there, Philippians 3 and verse number 7 is a good passage of Scripture. Philippians 3 and verse number 7, this ties in with the idea of losing or sacrifice that we've been talking about. I read this a while ago to you, but I read it again. He says, but what things were gained to me, those I counted loss for Christ. Yea, doubtless, and I count all things but loss for the excellency of the knowledge of Christ Jesus my Lord, for whom I have suffered the loss of all things and do count them but dung that I may what? Win Christ. That was the goal, amen? That was the prize. That's what was waiting for him at the finish line, if you will. Today I ask me and you, do we want to be like the runner in the example that I gave this morning, even though it was crazy? You know, I think about sometimes this. As crazy of an example that is, I wonder sometimes if the world, the viewers at home, or the viewers at my workplace don't look at me and they say, he says he knows Christ. Why would he do and say things like that? And say, that's crazy. Just like you and I would sit at home and watch somebody running that race, grabbing a hot dog and grabbing the $100 bill and these other things and say, that's crazy. You see what I'm saying today? I'm simply saying we need to lose some things that we might win. Losing to win, and lastly, looking to Him. You see, He took and He laid aside some things at the side of the road that He might take and run the race to win for the Lord Jesus Christ. In Hebrews, back in Hebrews 12, if you will, in verse number 2, if you want to turn back there with me, we talked about verse number 1, he said laying aside some things. But in verse number 2, he says this, looking unto Jesus, the author and finisher of our faith, who for the joy that was set before him endured the cross, despising the shame, and is set down at the right hand of the throne of God. Not only do we need to lose to win, but we need to look to Him. Paul says, after you lose these things, you lay them aside, you need to look at something. Amen. You need to look at the one you're trying to win. You need to look at the one you're running for. You need to look at the one that's at the finish line. You need to look at that mark. Just like a good runner that was in a race, if we gave the opposite of the example we gave a while ago, a good runner wouldn't be looking around at the scenes, would he? Instead, he wouldn't even know there was a hot dog stand there as he run by. Why? Because he would have been focused on one thing only, and that was the course that was set before him, pressing toward the mark, which we would say would be the finish line, amen, and the prize that was waiting on the other side, that he might do what he had set out his heart and his mind to do. You think about today, oftentimes you and me, as we run the race of life, we get weights that keep us from running like the Lord would have us to. But also sometimes as we run the race of life, we get to looking at the wrong people. Amen. We get to looking at the wrong people. We might look at a family member and say, well, look at them. Look at her. We might get to looking at another church family member and say, well, look at him. Look at her. Don't do that. Amen. Don't compare yourselves among yourselves is another thing Paul said. Amen. Instead, you look to the author and the finisher of your faith. Amen. You look to him if you want to win for him. Don't look at somebody else beside you or around you. Look to him. Often we look at the wrong people behind us or in front of us. Amen. I think about this happened several times this year. Y'all know I'm a big Panther fan, right? In case you didn't know, now you do. But you know that. And I'll never forget, there was once or twice this year this happened. Christian McCaffrey, the greatest running back in the NFL right now. Right, Brother Brent? He took and he, several times this year, got open. And he blew past everybody running down the field. And I remember one game in particular, I think it was either New Orleans or Atlanta won. One of the two, I think. It was one of those big domes. And he took and he got past everybody. And you could watch him, and you know what he did? As he's running by, he looks up like this. Instead of looking back like you've seen him do in the past, he looks up like this. You say, what was he doing? Because right in front of him, guess what there was? There was a big screen. And he could see how close they was behind him. Even the commentator said it. He's looking to see how close they are behind him. You know, he said. And he was, you can see him, he was just running like this, and he was going like this. And guess what wound up happening? He didn't make it all the way to the goal line. He got close, but he didn't get there. You know why? Because he was doing too much of this. And he should have been doing this, right? Looking at the goal line, slowing himself down. That's the same thing as a runner doing this, right? I'm simply saying today, you think about how many times you and I take and we're worrying about what's going on behind us. We're worrying about what's going on around us. Paul said, forget those things, looking unto Jesus, the author and the finisher of our faith. I think about today, what ought we be looking at instead of around us, if you will, to see what everybody else is doing or the other racers are behind us to see the things that happened yesterday that he said we need to forget and move on for. I never saw this before, but verse number 2 gives us the answer. Looking unto Jesus, the author and the what? Finisher of our faith. May I say the reason why we begin the race is because of the author of our faith, the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen? Amen. We run the race to win Him. We run it. We run all to win. But notice this. It didn't say just the author. It said the finisher of our faith. We talk about many times as believers that one day when we get to heaven, who do we want to see? Christ. We want to see Him say, well done, thou good and faithful servant. Rather than looking at the other watchers or looking around to see who's behind us, what we ought to be doing is looking at the prize, the finish line. Amen. But not just that. Look at who's standing at the finish line. I see the finish line for the Christian, for the race that Paul talked about, as him using the words he did here, the author and the finisher. In other words, that the one I've begun the race for, that I've been pressing for, waiting to see one day, when I get to heaven and I get near that finish line, he's going to be standing there just like this, waiting on me. You think about the fact today, he's there. He is the finish line. Amen. Waiting to see Him one day in heaven. He's the finisher of our faith. When you reach that finish line, you'll reach the Lord Jesus Christ. But until we see Him one day, we need to keep running the race for Him. Looking to Him, looking at the finish line, looking at the prize, looking at the goal, and being willing to lose to win that we might see Him. Amen? And that when we do see Him, He'll say, well done, thou good and faithful servant. Good race. Good race. You think about the fact today, that's what Paul sought to do. Philippians 3. back where we was a while ago. I close with these verses. Philippians 3 and verse number 13, he said, "Brethren, I count not myself to have apprehended, but this one thing I do, forgetting those things which are behind and reaching forth unto those things which are before." I see Christ standing there at the finish line. He said, "I press toward the mark for the prize of the high calling of God in" who? "Christ Jesus." You see, today He's there at the finish line. I ask you today, will we take and press toward the mark for Him? Will we take and run the race for Him in 2019 that He has for us to run? You say, "I don't know what the course may be and what may take place." I don't either. You say, "I don't know how long my race may be. I may not make it through the year." I don't know either. You say, "I don't think it's going to last that long." It may not. But you know what? It may last. And if it does, may the Lord help us to run the race for Him that He'd have us to in 2019. Let's pray.